Our guests in the gallery, as well as our members and guests on the floor, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 26th chapter of Job, he writes, "He has described a circle on the face of the waters at the boundaries between light and darkness. Wondrous God, you have set limits on our world and especially on us, and the time we have to do what you require of us. Like the sands in an hourglass that slowly run their course, so is our time here at the Senate and in our lives. May what we do with this time in relationships and the work that we have to do and the time for play and rest be wise and in keeping with what you would have us do. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter,
here.
Brown,
here.
Burleson,
here.
Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham,
here.
Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman,
here.
Hoskins,
here.
Huff, Koenig,
here.
Leibola, Luchtemeyer,
here.
May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin,
here.
Onder,
here.
Riddle, Rizzo,
here.
Romine,
here.
Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton,
here.
Wallingford, Walsh,
here.
White,
here.
Whelan,
aye.
Williams.
Senator from Andrew. He is here. Senator from Green is here. Senator from Butler is here. Senator from Callaway is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 30th day, Monday, March 4th, 2019. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kehoe in the chair.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The president, senator from Boone County, renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from the 24th district has been patiently waiting.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your right and my left, I'd like you to join me in welcoming three people from Children's Hospital in St. Louis. I'm so proud to have Kim Ewing, Shay Wilson, and Lori Harrington here with us today. They visited my office, and I know they'll be visiting many others. Please join me in welcoming
them
to the Capitol.
Let's welcome these guests from Children's Hospital in St. Louis. Introduction of guests, the senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that. I have a very special guest to introduce.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left is my favorite and one and only son, Thomas Riddle, visiting here from Texas. Would like the body to please welcome him.
Let's welcome Thomas Riddle to the Senate chamber today. Senator from the 7th.
President, to my left and your right, visiting from the Grandview and Lee Summit school districts are Victoria Barton from Grandview, Don Sutcliffe from Grandview, Kent Tipton from Lee Summit, Suzanne Wiley from Lee Summit, Donette Schultz from Lee Summit, Steve Moore from Lee Summit, and Brianna Wesley from Lee Summit. They're here advocating on behalf of teachers, students, and parents for their school districts. I'd ask you to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the Center of the Seventh. Introduction of guests, the center from the 14th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to introduce guests today to my right and your left. If we can recognize Dr. Haley Freeman from University City, Edwin Zuliaga, Landre Kingdon, also from University City, and Sahithi Chilakara from Fenton, Missouri. If the chamber can recognize them, I'll highly appreciate it.
Let's welcome these guests from the Senate of the 14th District to the Senate chambers today. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery, we have a group visiting us today from the Mid-America Automatic Merchandising Association. If they could please stand. These are the folks that are the small business owners that manage vending machines around the state of Missouri. And I'm pretty sure that everyone in this chamber right now has already had the experience of putting some spare change to buy a soda or other snack in a vending machine. Well, this is the organization that's made up of small business owners that make that possible. Several of them are from my district, but they're from around the state, Mr. President. If we could have the chamber make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these folks to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I would remind our colleagues and guests on the floor if we could have quiet so that we can hear the senator's introductions of very important guests in the chambers today. Senator from Franklin, please.
Thank
proceed.
You, Mr. President, to introduce special guests. Today I have with some constituents here today that are visiting our Capitol, Jean Shibley of Union, Missouri. Her daughter Sarah and Anna Shibley are here. They are just coming up here to meet, obviously, with their elected officials. They're in their freshman year of being homeschooled, and they are very pleased to be here, and I'd like to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome guests to the Senator from Franklin County. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 20th District.
President, introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, in my area, there is no school district that sends more students to a two-year and a four-year school than Ozark School District, Mr. President. It's an exemplar school district, and we have with us today, to my left and to your right, their assistant superintendent, Dr. Craig Carson, and I would ask the body to make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome the guests of the senator from the 20th to the Senate chambers today. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have another special guest here today from the 24th Senatorial District. On your left and my right, we have the doctor of the day, Dr. George Ruza. He is president of the American Academy of Dermatology. Let me make sure I got this right. I keep getting text messages. Excuse me. Technology. Bear with me a minute here. The American Academy of Dermatology in Ladue, and we are so proud to have him here. Thank you for being here today. I may want to talk to you about this upper respiratory issue I'm having, but if you would join me in making him feel welcome.
Let's welcome the doctor of the day to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Webster County.
Mr. President, introduction to special guests.
Proceed.
On your right, seated, and I think the Senator Green from just over there visiting with one of his friends, on my left is a number of bankers that have came up from the beautiful Ozarks, from around the Gainesville area and Ava area. They're not only great bankers, but they're also very good friends of mine, been very loyal to me. I would like for the body to make welcome Chris Harlan, whose family has been three generations, I think, four generations of local banks, so they're pretty well established. And Chris is very good about bringing up fellow office holders in his bank. And with him, he has today John Everett, Bill Trivett, Corey Hillhouse, and Garrett Chapman. We'd like for the body to make them feel welcome, please.
Would these guests please rise, and would the Senate make the guests of the Senate from Webster feel welcome today? Senator from the 7th.
May I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just as a point of clarification, when we are on the order of business of introduction of special guests, do you prefer the senators restate the order as in, Mr. you recognize them, they say introduction of special guests, and you say proceed, or is it presumed that since we're on the order of introduction of special guests, when they're recognized to proceed with their introduction?
It is not necessary for them to restate it, but out of courtesy, when they do, I acknowledge it that way. Same on order of business announcements, et cetera. So when we're on that order of business, you do not need to restate the motion.
All right, thank you.
Introduction of guests, the Senator from Butler County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to withdraw Senate Bill 487.
Hearing no objection, that bill will be sent back. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 7th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Resolution number 312 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 7th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your resolution is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senate Resolution number 312 is a change in our Senate rules, which would allow a senator to recuse him or herself from voting unilaterally without leave of the Senate. It is a very simple and small change, but I think it's very important that each senator be able to decide for him or herself. Rather, it's in their own interest to recuse, and the rest of the Senate should respect that decision and not have to weigh in and have leave of the Senate. And that's what the resolution does, and with that, I'll take any questions.
Senator, I might have missed it. Would you care to move for the adoption of the resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for its adoption.
Thank you, Senator. The senator from the 7th District has moved for the adoption of resolution number 312. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from Boone County.
I inquire of the senator from the 7th.
Senator from the 7th, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, we maybe give a little bit of context as to where this came from, and I'll offer just my 2 cents for whatever it's worth. 2 years ago, my first year in the Senate, one of our first weeks in the Senate, there was the pay raise situation that came up. There was an effort that I think you were a part of that would have allowed for people to recuse themselves based on the fact that they were, in theory, taking a vote that would impact their bottom line, impact their own pocketbook. I personally understood. I thought it was a clever play. I don't know that it was 100% justified. But what I want to say for the body, and again, everybody gets to make their own decision. I'm okay with the idea of someone, as long as this particular tool is not being abused. I don't know that I would say that what was attempted 2 years ago was an abuse or not. I think it probably maybe got to the edge a little bit. But I think overall, in a world where someone feels like they need to recuse themselves like you do on real estate issues, et cetera, as long as it's not being abused, then I think that this is a legitimate and acceptable addition.
Let's just be honest about what happened 2 years ago. I wouldn't categorize it as abuse at all. What I would say is that it was a coordinated effort. There was a coordinated plan for multiple recusals to produce an end result. But I still think that each individual recusal was justified based on the fact that the rule states that you should not vote on something that directly benefits you financially. And I've never seen a more clear case of something directly benefiting us financially than an increase in our own pay.
I think we're going to disagree on that, and that's okay, because right. I think that was, to some degree, maybe a one-off sort of solution, or a situation that was just an anomaly to some degree.
I think that's right. I haven't seen it since or before.
Yeah, and it's my hope that, you know, hopefully if we adopt this, and I will vote for it today, if we adopt this, that I think everybody keeps in mind what that recusal tool is designed to do, when it should be used, when it shouldn't be used.
Right.
And hopefully we are thoughtful enough in our lawmaking that we understand the difference.
Well, and if there does appear to be unintended consequences of the rule change, you can always revisit it, sure, such as we're doing today,
sure,
if necessary.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator from the 13th District.
Mr. President, I rise for unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Mr. President, on your left, in my right, is my predecessor's sister, Bernice Herwick, and my friend, if she would please rise. Niecy is here today with some delightful women who are here with their children who are receiving glory awards. And I ask that they please stand and be recognized and welcomed by the Missouri Senate.
If the guests in the Senate of the 13th would rise, the Missouri Senate will welcome you to the chambers today. Further discussion on the motion offered by the Senator from the 7th District? Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Inquirer, of the gentleman from the 7th. The Senator from the 7th.
Senator, it pains me to gavel the Appropriations Chair.
I understand.
But we have no gentleman
That's
in the
true.
Missouri Senate.
That's true.
Senator from
I
the 7th.
The Senator.
Do you
the
yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
You and I find ourselves commonly in a situation where we, for valid and good reasons, find that we need to recuse ourselves.
Right.
And I respect it when you do that. I hope you respect it when I do that, when we truly feel that there's a conflict, right, and that we need to do that. And I think very much the right thing to do when you do it. I hope you, again, think it's the right thing to do when I do it. But there are times when I feel like it has, this ability to recuse ourselves has been abused. You touched on it a little bit with the senator.
Well, I didn't agree that it was. I did not agree that it was abused.
You didn't,
but time.
I would say, right, that was a concerted effort to abuse that privilege to be able to receive a pay raise by not having enough votes to turn something down, and I found that somewhat abusive. So
objectionable, perhaps.
Pardon?
Objectionable, not abusive.
Okay, maybe objectionable. I find that objectionable.
The rule existed, and if you remember correctly, when the objection was made to the senator from the 17th offering his recusal, that objection was upheld 18-14 and passed and allowed to be recused. So the body did not find it abusive. The body actually endorsed the recusal.
And I still find it objectionable.
Thank you.
We'll go with that. Well, maybe not abusive, objectional. You know, and so I'd hate to see a concerted effort done again like that way. Although I do respect you when you, like I say, I respect the senators when, for valid and good reasons, in non-objectionable reasons, I guess, in my point, using your words, exercise that authority, and I think I certainly want to respect that, as I do respect you when you do it. But my concern about your change really is that once again a concerted effort could be done to, in what I would find objectionable, to recuse themselves in what I would say an objectionable fashion to achieve a goal.
But I think
goal
the other,
that I wouldn't agree,
I think
necessarily
the other,
always agree with.
And I would object to the other direction of senators having an issue. Like, let's say that I wanted to pin you down on an electricity vote and had enough members to object to you recusing yourself, and then we voted your recusal down and forced you to vote on something that was outside of your interest. Is that any more fair?
No, I would agree that, because I would see that as a valid reason, just as when you recuse yourself on real estate issues. You know, I would hate that we would force you to vote on what I would perceive a good and valid reason to recuse yourself.
This just
I guess I didn't see the motivation a couple years ago as being good and valid reasons.
Well, I saw it as a
power play to be able to receive a increase in our wages. You know, rather than a purposeful and meaningful and truthful recusal for good and proper purposes.
And I respect your position. I just disagree with it.
You know, it's just a different opinion. But sure. You know, for that reason, I have some trouble with your. With the resolution that you presented.
I understand. I just believe that every senator should be in control of unilaterally and exclusively in control of their own vote.
And again, I respect that for the most part when it's done on a good and proper purpose. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Hearing none, Senator from the 7th, you are recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from the 7th renews his motion that resolution number 312 be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsgetter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Phelps.
He's an aye.
As an aye. Your vote will be changed to a no. Senator from Barton. Votes no. Senator from the 20th. Votes aye. Senator from the 15th. Votes aye. Senator from the 8th. Votes aye. Senator from the 2nd. Votes aye. Senator from the 23rd. Votes aye. Senator from Butler. Madam Secretary, would you please call the absentees?
Senators May, Nasheed, White,
by your vote of 21 aye and 10 no, you have failed to adopt the resolution. Two-thirds vote. The order of business is resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. We inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages in the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Concurrent Resolution 18, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted. Dana Rodiman Miller, Chief Clerk.
For the benefit of the body, the dais was in error on the previous vote of the adoption of Resolution 312. By a vote of 21 aye and 10 no, the resolution is adopted. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Announcements? Senator from the 7th.
Can I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Just let the chamber understand what just happened. It was two-thirds to suspend, simple majority to pass a rule change. That was the confusion, and that's why it's now passed. Correct?
That is correct, Senator.
I want to make sure. Thank you.
Thank you for your clarification. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I'm going to let the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.